Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Hafner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. A lot of times when equestrian athletes seek my help, one of the questions that they have is, how long is this going to take? How long before I can expect to see some change? And the reality is I have to give that disappointing answer, which is, it depends. And it depends on a number of things. It depends on the kinds of things that you're working to shift or change. It depends on the circumstances that you want that change to happen in. It depends in part on who you are and how the kinds of things that need to change play out in your own personality or your capability or your knowledge and skill. There are a lot of times where I can offer something that will help someone change pretty quickly. So, for example, worked with a number of riders who needed really just a reset button, that they had a high level of skill, high level of capability, lots of experience, they're on a good steady horse, they're stepping into competition, and what they've noticed is that they need something if they begin to feel themselves getting spun up to shift things. And in that context, usually within a session or two, I can give people a tool that they can use to change that dynamic, to say, okay, let's get back on track, let's exercise that reset button and move forward. And often then that's enough really to get them back on track and get things snowballing in a positive direction. The other types of changes, some of the things are things that change over time and they change slowly. These are the kinds of things that deal more with our traits and abilities as competitors over time. A lot of the mental skills that we learn about in terms of reframing things, things like reframing things in a positive perspective, building the capacity to tolerate and manage emotions, to effectively use goal setting and to monitor and to keep ourselves on track in that regard. Those are the kinds of things that involve stuff like habit building, challenging ourselves to stretch, might involve developing new sets of skills, might also involve learning about what we're trying to accomplish, but also learning some things about ourselves. The deeper those things impact us personally, the more that work we need to do, generally the longer it's going to take to change those things, and it's going to require more of a consistent effort. Think of this in terms of riding a horse. A lot of us have had the experience of going into a clinic and we are trying to do something that the clinician is asking us to do, and they point out a really small change that we can make perhaps with our position or our age in that, and it seems like a miracle happens. Okay, so in the sense that that is what we need is to notice that little shift in our perspective or our thinking of things, we can experience those quick and seemingly magical changes along the way. When I've had that experience of those magical things, then I've had to go back to my barn and ride over time. And often that thing that just seemed so easy and magical was much harder to groove, much harder to find again when you didn't have that support around you. And often being able to be effectively use those things I learn in a clinic in that situation, I have to work on either developing or refining new skills. Maybe I need to develop a greater body awareness, or maybe I have to work on creating a greater independence between my hands and my seat, or those kinds of things. So those sorts of changes, which I'm going to carry through for the long haul, or even to keep the benefit of those quick and magical changes, a lot of times there's more work to do. It's the same with our horses physically. When we want to accomplish something with our horses, one of the things that we understand is that we need to do things progressively so that not only do our horses understand in terms of the context of their training, but they're also developing the strength and coordination and balance that they need to accomplish those things, and that takes time. So the next time you're in a situation and you really want to get something to shift and get things going for you, by all means seek out something that will help immediately and might move things forward. But I'd really also want you to consider that if you really want things to move in a positive direction for the long haul, to consider getting help and support first to understand what kinds of things can and need to change in order to change your experience with your horse or with competition, and then invest in yourself. Unless you're planning on quitting in the next couple of months, taking the time to build your awareness, to focus your energy on shifting and changing things in a positive direction for you and your horse is something that you're going to be able to carry with you for decades to come. I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. I'll look forward to seeing you next week.